Medea Benjamin.
Yes.
I was hoping to interview you as you moved Dick Cheney's book to the crime section, but before you came, security was very antsy and numerous, and you weren't even able to really get your hands on the book. But why were you trying to do that?
Well, we have asked people all over the country to take this book and move it into the crime section. We think it's appalling that this man would get a multi-million dollar contract to write his memoirs about what a great statesman he is when he is responsible for leading us into the war in Iraq, a war we should have never been in, a war where thousands of our soldiers died and millions of Iraqis. He's responsible, even today when he's not even in office, he's giving his advice that President Obama should keep us in Iraq way past the deadline of 2014. He even says in his book that he thought we should have bombed Syria and we should have bombed North Korea. This man is a pathological, war-addicted guy who should be stopped. And instead of this nice book called In My Time, instead of him making money for that, we say that he should be doing time. And that's why people all over the country this week are moving his book into the crime section.
The timing of it coming out is interesting as we approach the 10th anniversary of September 11, 2001.
Well, that's right. And I think that, this is a time for us to reflect on what these 10 years have wrought. Made us more hated throughout the world, death and destruction, and has not done anything to really move us into an era beyond terror. And I think Dick Cheney's not only invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, but also the use of torture, trying to justify illegal detentions, indefinite detentions, has ruined our reputation around the world. And at this time, 10 years after 9/11, it's time to say we want accountability. And we demand that our Justice Department do something to the people who lied and dragged us into wars we shouldn't be in, and who got us the reputation that we have today as, of being torturers, and also who spied illegally on American people, millions of us, without warrants. He shouldn't be walking around a free man.
As you pointed out, the effects on Iraq, or maybe a million casualties or more, and overseas is worse than in the U.S., but you talk about civil liberties, and it's interesting just to have seen the bookstore just crawling with security to talk about the possibility maybe that this book is in the wrong section. And then to be escorted out, you were escorted out by numerous police. But talk about the effect on civil liberties in this country that you've seen over the last 10 years.
What we've seen is peace organizations that have been infiltrated by the government, the FBI using its resources to spy on peaceful American citizens like ourselves, the use of warrantless wiretapping to violate the privacy of millions of Americans. These are basic violations of civil liberties that people like Dick Cheney are in favor of. And it's ridiculous that we wanted to just literally take a book and move it from one section to another, and here they had called all kinds of extra security. I mean, it was as if we were some kind of terrorists when it's this guy, Dick Cheney, who is not only an advocate of violence, but responsible for violence, whereas we are committed people to nonviolence.
And by the way, they were took most of the books away from, most of the Cheney books were taken just about had 15 minutes before you came to the back of the store, so somewhere else.
Well, that's good. That's good. We'd like to see them doing it all over the country. And by the way, I had come here yesterday just to check it out, and I went and looked where the true crime section was, and there were already Cheney books there, so somebody had beat me to it and already moved them. I think this is a symbolic action to do that is not illegal. It's not illegal to take a book and move it to another section, but that people are doing all over the country because they feel that this is the least that I can do to show how disgusted I am by the fact that this man is profiting off of the misery that he's caused to so many people around the world.
Have you thought about other sections, like, say, fiction?
Fiction is a good section. They're being sold at Costco. Somebody sent us one that they put in the bologna section. I think that's good. People are getting very creative, and we have a contest going for the best photos, and some of them are going to be tough to judge.
Maybe the business section. Can you talk a little bit more about Halliburton?
Well, that's right. Cheney was the CEO of Halliburton for 5 years, 1995 to 2000, just before he became vice president. He left to become vice president. During that time that he was the CEO of Halliburton, it went from number 17 in government contracts, and immediately upon his call for an invasion of Iraq, it became number one in government contracts. He continues to have stock options and get a deferred salary from those 5 years that he was CEO. And Halliburton, that used to also own KBR, got billions and billions of contracts. And in fact, it's just this week that a report came out from a commission that had been appointed by the government to look into wartime contracting in Afghanistan and Iraq that found that at least $30 billion has been wasted of government money, more like $60 billion, they think, and that there are untold numbers of dollars that have been given to companies in non-bid contracts. And Cheney and Halliburton were the ones who first profited, got the very first multi-million, billion-dollar no-bid contracts.
There's an effort, bring the war dollars home, as you talk about tens of billions of dollars that the government study says have been misused. That money, it seems, could be better put to use right here, and I know you've been a part of that effort.
We have a campaign called Bring the War Dollars Home because we're looking at our economy, which is being destroyed, and we look at all the millions of people who are trying to hold on to their jobs, onto their homes, the communities all over this country that are suffering from severe budget cuts. And we're saying, hey, there's an easy way out of this, which is to stop the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, stop the bloated Pentagon budget that gives us hundreds and hundreds of bases overseas that we shouldn't have. And if we do massive cuts in the Pentagon budget, we will not only find the money we need to rebuild our communities here at home, but I think we'll also be safer because we won't be seen as the big bad bully around the world trying to tell other countries how they should run their affairs.
You travel a lot, Medea Benjamin, and you're talking to people who are at the target end of U.S. foreign policy. Morally, what's at stake here, and what is the impact on the folks at the other end of U.S. foreign policy?
Well, I shudder when I think of what has happened to Iraq because I was there before the war began and there afterwards. And I just know that literally millions of people's lives have been destroyed, either killed or they're without arms, without legs, living miserable lives, and millions of them displaced, internally displaced or in other countries like Syria and Jordan where they're not allowed to work, very hard for them to maintain their families. And this is just an unbelievable amount of suffering that the American people have no idea about. And what we tend to also not know is that it was totally needless, that this was all based on lies. And when I think that people like Dick Cheney can get away with that, it's such a terrible reflection on the American people. I think people around the world, and especially on the suffering end of our policies, expect the American people to stand up and say, hold accountable those people who are responsible for war crimes. And I think many people thought when President Obama was elected that that was going to happen. Unfortunately, he has said, we're not going to look backwards, we're going to look forward. He won't do anything to hold the Bush-Cheney regime accountable. And worse than that, he's continued on most of their policies. We still have Guantanamo open. We still have illegal indefinite detentions. We still have the wars going on and even more drone attacks than we had under the Bush regime. So whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, we've become a terrible example around the world of the misuse of our power. And it's up to us, the citizens, to do something. And I think a very symbolic action like we did today might seem silly to people, but we have to take symbolic actions as well as any other kind of nonviolent actions that we can think of. Because if our governments get away with these kind of crimes, we'll never have a government in place that will be really ruled by our constitution and international law like the Geneva Conventions.
It is quite striking. It's not just my friends who are against this war. A poll came out recently. I think two-thirds of the American people are against there's so much militarism. And yet it's being done, as you said, in our name, with our tax dollars. And I don't think people, I don't think that's the intention of the American people yet, and who are overwhelmingly opposed to it, yet it continues.
That's right. I think partly at fault is our media that most of the time doesn't even talk about these wars anymore, but when it does, it's in a way that continues this cycle of fear that we have to keep fighting these people over there. And who are these people? Now we're fighting in Afghanistan, the Taliban, who are local people. I don't like the Taliban. I wouldn't like them ruling me. But I think people in Afghanistan also don't want to be ruled by foreigners. So we've got to get this back into the media. I think the 10-year anniversary is a good time to do that, to start really reflecting on what has happened in these 10 years. And I'm afraid that it's going to be from a sort of a America rah-rah point of view rather than a sincere reflection about how we responded to 9/11 through more hate and more revenge that has just fed into the constant cycle of hate and revenge and violence. So I know the polls agree with us, but we've got to get more people active to say enough is enough. Stop the violence, stop the militarism. Let's be one of a nation among many, and let's show the world that we can truly be the democratic nation that we tried to tell other countries to be.
September 11th, there were, 19 bombers, 15 or 19 were from Saudi Arabia, and then that was used to justify, you know, the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. And there's no connection between Saddam and Osama bin Laden, although I wonder how many Americans believe that, in fact, today there still is. But there is one connection in that the U.S. has been funding people like this for years on and off, and it just speaks to maybe the U.S. bring the war dollars home. Maybe U.S. dollars are better spent here. We don't really know what we're doing when we invest so many arms and money halfway across the world.
No, and they come back to haunt us, as they did with Osama bin Laden when we funded the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, and it did when Saddam Hussein was on the CIA dole. So yes, it always comes back to haunt us. I'm afraid it will in Libya as well. The connection that, if any, that should be made with 9/11 is Saudi Arabia. And yet, look, today, the U.S. government is still extremely tied into the Saudi regime because they are such a big oil producer. And in fact, we're about to seal the largest arms deal ever in the history of the world, a $60 billion arms deal with the Saudi regime, a completely undemocratic regime that is not only keeping autocratic state in Saudi Arabia, but sent in tanks to destroy a nonviolent uprising in neighboring Bahrain. So the country most connected with 9/11 continues to be one of the closest allies of the United States.
Medea Benjamin, thanks for your time. Any final thoughts as you stand outside Union Station after having been escorted by numerous police for attempting to move Dick Cheney's book to the crime section?
My final thought is that we have a number of other bookstores on our list, and we're off to the next one.
Thanks.